Do you like to give? Well, start thinking about digging deep. OPM has launched this year's combined federal campaign, hoping that feds will pledge millions of dollars for charities. OPM says the CFC is the world's largest charity campaign, with more than 300 groups helping raise money. One of those groups is the combined federal campaign of the National Capital Area. Last year, they got feds to pledge more than $66 million. Joining us with the goal for this year is Linda Washington, chair of the local federal coordinating committee of the CFC of the National Capital Area. And she is, of course, with the Transportation Department. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Tom. Wonderful to be here.
So how did you get this job for a second year in a row?
Well, I tell you, I'm excited. It's just an honor to have this job. And actually, this is my third year.
Oh, boy. Okay.
As the chair of the local federal coordinating committee, or LFCC. So it really is an honor for me to serve. And I just want to start by thanking all of the federal employees who pledged, you're right, over $66 million last year in the National Capital Area alone. That is awesome.
So what is the goal? Let's get right to it. This year, you have an even bigger goal?
Absolutely, we do. Our goal this year, a little drum roll here, $67 million. And I will tell you, we are so excited about that. We know that we're going to even go over that goal. For example, in 2009, our goal was $64 million, and we went over that goal by and we raised $66.5 million. So we are just so excited. We're going to keep the momentum going. We're going to raise the bar. We've got a lot of good things going on. In fact, we are today we're kicking off officially with our leadership conference. We have over 600 staff from throughout the federal government here who are going to be meeting, sharing stories. We're going to convey the goal to them officially at 8:30 this morning. So we're excited.
So we're going to see a big thermometer pop up in buildings around the federal government as the sum goes up?
Yes, absolutely you will. And it's going to be also on our website, www.cfcnca.org. So all federal employees can track the progress of the campaign.
Okay, review for us again some of the methods by which people can donate.
Well, you can donate. Really, the one way that we really like folks to donate is online and electronic, because that keeps down our administrative costs, and that's very important to the charities. That means that more money can go to the charities. But folks can donate through Employee Express. They can do check, cash, credit, debit card. There are numerous ways that they may contribute to the combined federal campaign.
And there are quite a number of charities that this can be designated to. Can you review that, how that whole process works for us?
Absolutely. There are 4,000 charities in a catalog of caring, and those charities are online also on the website. And federal employees can select the charity or charities that they want to contribute to, and it's a very easy process. What we're hoping that this year is that federal employees will pledge early, because our campaign ends on December 15th, and that they will indeed go online to pledge, and that they will also encourage other federal employees to give. We have found over the years that people give when they're asked by people that they know. So those are the things that we're encouraging this year.
And we're speaking with Linda Washington. She's chair of the local federal coordinating committee for the combined federal campaign of the National Capital Area. She's also senior policy advisor for community initiatives at the Transportation Department. And by pledging online, can people give through a payroll deduction throughout the year? They don't have to give it all in one lump sum, right?
No, they do not. They may give through a payroll deduction, and that also helps the charities, because they have a constant stream of funding. And so the charities like that. And again, it's very easy for federal employees to do that, because it's taken out of each one of their pay periods. We have 26 pay periods in the federal government. So it's a wonderful way to give.
And those of us lucky enough to be employed, federal employees, or those of us in the private sector, probably don't get as clear a picture maybe as we should, but the need is much greater this year because of the lingering recession.
Absolutely. And again, federal employees really appreciate the fact that they do have jobs and that they have wonderful benefits. And they're also working with folks, or they are living near folks who need help. And they know people internationally or nationally or even in their own area where they can give to particular charities. So the need is everywhere. And federal employees are really very, very sensitive and compassionate about giving.
Now, if there's a charity that's not on the list, is it possible to get it added to the list if you want?
Not at this time, but for next year, it's certainly possible to get it added to the list.
Okay, and tell us what some of the methods are you will use to get the word out and keep kind of the drumbeat going between now and, golly, it's almost going to be Christmas season.
I know it. Well, certainly you're helping. And again, we have our kickoff today. We're going to have a lot of news media here. We're going to be then having individual kickoffs in all of the agencies. We're going to have individuals in the agencies as key workers, as campaign managers. So it's going to be constant. There are going to be activities planned in each one of the agencies in support of CFC. And we again have this year as our national honorary chair, Secretary Clinton. We have found incredible support from the leadership of all the federal agencies, and that actually made a difference last year in the amount of money that we were able to have pledged.
It was John Berry last year, right?
No, it was Secretary Clinton as well last year.
Oh, okay.
So this will be her second year. John Berry is the director of OPM. They actually oversee the combined federal campaign, and I have to tell you, John is a huge supporter. In fact, Director Berry has already sent out a communique to all the chief human capital officers. I'm encouraging them to work within their agencies to support CFC.
Linda Washington is chair of the local federal coordinating committee, combined federal campaign of the National Capital Area, and she's also senior policy advisor for community initiatives at the Department of Transportation. Always a pleasure speaking with you, and good luck kicking this off.
Thank you so much, and thank you to all of the wonderful federal employees who support this cause.